there in this giant throne chair. It honestly looked pretty cool. And he shook everybody's hand. Hi, what's your name? Just yes. Very personal.
That's cool.
Well, he had done an interview, it had been 5 years prior, and they asked him, where do you stand spiritually? And he said, I consider myself a Christian, which I was like, wouldn't have expected that. And so the interviewer said, do you read the Bible? And he said, I wish I could. My brain is pretty fried. I'm sure that's a big shocker. He said, and it's just written in a language I can't understand. I really would love to read it and study it more. And so I got him a New Believer's Study Bible and had his name put on the cover. So I referenced that interview. And he said, yes, I can't understand it. And it's written in Old English. So I lean across and I hand him his Bible. And it's got my name on it. And he's showing his manager. And he opens it up. And he's like, well, I can, font is big enough. And he immediately turned in the back towards the Gospels. And he's like, oh, this actually makes sense. Thank you. And I was, you're so welcome. I really love you. And, well, thank you so much. Signs and keeps going. And what he didn't know is I was going to see him in 2 weeks. I didn't have to approach Jack. Jack approached me. I was wearing the same jacket now that I was when I met Ozzy and that day. And it says, love God, love people on the back. He walks up to me. He says, can I ask you a silly question? And I said, sure. Were you in Philly 2 weeks ago? I said, I was. Come over to my table. I got a story for you. He said, dad's exhausted. We're taking him up to his room. He said, we get him to the elevator and he goes, where's my Bible? I'm not going upstairs without my Bible. And he said, all the horror convention people are like, what? And he said, I told him, dad, because Ozzy was in another room all to himself. And he said, dad, it's in your autograph room. It's already locked up. We'll get it tomorrow. No, you're going to get it now. And he goes, well, dad, you have to go back downstairs and unlock it. I'll wait.
Wow.
So he said, we go down there. And he said, the convention people are like, is he losing his mind? Did he say Bible? And he said, it's a long story, but yes. So he said, we go into the autograph room. He said, there's your gift bag. And the Bible was sitting on top on the table. He said, so we grab the Bible, we take it up. And he goes, there was another book and a letter. Where's that? So we go back down. He said, we bring it to him. And he said, I was like, are you happy? Yes, I am now. And he said, so we went upstairs. He said, the next day at lunch, Ozzy, he was like, did you see my beautiful Bible? And he said, we were like, you did that. That's beautiful. And then Kelly was like, I got something similar. And then he said, we just all started talking about what you'd given us. He said, so just know, the Osborne family sitting around the table, we're talking about where you shared the gospel with us. He didn't say the gospel. He said, you shared Jesus with us. And he said, everybody that's come to my dad's house since the event, he said, they're like, hey, how did the convention go? And he said, he'll go, I got the most beautiful gift. Sharon, go get my Bible. Because he said, it's sitting on his bedside table.
Wow.
And he said, Sharon will go get the Bible and he'll show it to whoever comes over to the house. Yep. And he said, I just want you to know, he said, my dad doesn't keep many gifts, but he said, I just want you to know that Bible's on his bedside table. And everybody that walks through the house has to see the Bible with his name on it that he can understand.
We look at someone like Ozzy and we assume they're too far gone. It makes you wonder, could he have had a moment like a thief on the cross where something changed deep inside?